The recent Czech general elections saw voters swing away from the established parties in favor of newcomers. One of the traditional parties that got left out in the cold were the Christian Democrats, who received just 4.4% of the vote, falling short of the 5% threshold required for seats in parliament. Jan Richter spoke to political analyst Vít Hloušek from Brno's Masaryk University and asked him what led to the party's decline.
The position of the Christian Democrats has been complicated since the middle of the 1990s because this party is based on some very specific traditional electoral background without being capable to increase influence over the new cohorts or the new groups of voters. So it is territorially a limited political party and a party which is not attractive enough for the contemporary majority of Czech voters.
Do you see any opportunities here? Can they somehow reform their program to appeal to the young urban liberal voters and, you know, not to rely on the traditional Catholic voters in Moravia?
Well, I'm afraid that their situation is very complicated because some of the possible new streams for their program improvement or better appeal to different voters has been already used by the new foreign party top 09 led by Miroslav Kalousek and Karel Schwarzenberg, which tried to present itself like the most conservative party, in the same time the party that is supporting liberal market economy. And this is a combination which is much more attractive than the classical center-based position of the Christian Democrats. Looking at the party elite, I'm skeptical as well because I don't find any new person, any new potential way for the Christian Democratic Party. So they are in a very complicated position now.
So do you think that the traditional space in the middle between right wing and left wing in the traditional scheme, do you think that that will die out in the Czech politics?
Well, definitely it will not die out, but its impact can be seen in the future more at the regional level in some regions like Southern Moravia with a huge amount of Catholic-oriented population. But the position of political middle has been always risky in the Czech post-1989 party politics because both Social Democrats and the Civic Democrats are able, at least to some extent, to attract the center-oriented voters. And in the same time, for the position in the middle of the party system, several kinds of political parties are competing, starting with the Christian Democrats, continuing with the Green Party, which was not successful in these elections, but it may recover in the near future. And last but not least, there are some liberal-oriented voters in the middle who are attracted by some smaller liberal parties in the past few years.
That was political analyst Vít Hloušek talking to Jan.